Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, we'll play for you our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. I got a chance to catch up with him earlier today. So let's talk about this. Now, I don't want to spin it like missing the playoffs is some positive. It is obviously not, especially when you have championship, Super Bowl, or bust aspirations the way that the Chiefs do. It is a disappointment, no question. The Chiefs might be the biggest disappointment of any team in the National Football League, but if I can point out a positive in all of this, it is the dangers of a first place schedule. So, Rob, I looked this up. I looked up Denver's differences in their schedule, Kansas City, and also the Los Angeles Chargers, and we can go through them. So, all three of those teams had to play one team from the AFC North. The Chiefs played the Baltimore Ravens because they won that division. Denver played the Cincinnati Bengals, and the Chargers played the Steelers. I think that that's pretty comparable across the board. I mean, Kansas City certainly got the Steelers when it was the right time, the Ravens, right when it was the right time to get them. You remember, the Ravens were a super banged up and beat up team, and that was one of the more impressive wins for Kansas City. I would say, if we are now playing it out, I would say that the Chargers probably got the toughest out of those three teams just based on when, where you played them. The Ravens were not a good football team when the Chiefs played them. The Chiefs, so all three of these teams had to play a team from the NFC North. Pretty difficult division we thought it was going to be. Well, Denver plays Green Bay. They haven't played them yet, but that's coming up on their schedule. The Chiefs played the Lions, and the Chargers played the Minnesota Vikings. That was their game in the NFC North. So, I mean, a difficult stretch there. The Lions, you won that game, but certainly no cupcake. That looks like a team that if they can get healthy and get right, they can make a Super Bowl run. Denver still has to play Green Bay. I think you could argue Green Bay is either the best or second best team in the NFC. We'll see how things shake out. Now, this is where the Chiefs were at a significant disadvantage compared to their other teams that were in the AFC West. So all three of these teams had to play a team from the AFC East. Kansas City got Buffalo because Buffalo won their division and Kansas City won their division. The Chargers played the Dolphins and Denver played the Jets this season. That is a substantial difference in how you break those things down. So Kansas City played a game on the road against one of the Super Bowl contending teams. We know they lost that game. While Denver got a game against the Jets, they won that game. And the Chargers played a game against the Dolphins. They also won that game. So if you want to play this thing out to next season, and I don't know exactly what divisions all three of these teams are going to get, man, if you, when you spun the wheel and your three teams were Ravens, Lions, and Bills, you got a bad draw when it comes to it, especially when the Chargers got Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and Miami. So next year, when we're looking at the Chiefs' schedule, there's going to be 14 of those games that end up being the exact same. You guys are going to have the same schedule, but that's where it's going to be different. It's going to be different because you're not going to be playing the Ravens, Lions, and Bills. You're going to be getting Tennessee and a couple of these other teams that finished in third place in their division, because it looks like the Chiefs are going to finish in third place in their division.
It is a silver lining to what is a really disappointing season. And calling it really disappointing is a bit of an undersell. It was cataclysmic type of season. I will say this, though. I don't want to diminish what you're saying because I understand your point. But I feel like sometimes when we play the schedule game, we act like we know what a team is going to be, but we don't really know. Because if you were to say last December, hey, the Chiefs are going to get the Patriots next year, you would have been like, oh, that's great news. Gerard Mayo's a terrible coach. Who knows if Drake May is the guy? You know, after all the success of the Brady and Belichick era, boy, the Patriots are down. I would love to get the Patriots on the schedule next year. Fast forward 12 months, having the Patriots on the schedule, not a positive. I would have told you 12 months ago, the Lions are going to be in the Chiefs schedule. You would not have been gleeful, but the Lions were not some world beater this year. So getting them on the schedule wasn't bad. A year ago, when this around the time those schedule information leaks out, the Commanders a year ago were on the Chiefs schedule. You thought, oh boy, Jaden Daniels, year two, what they're going to make the playoffs this year. If they make a run, they're coming to Arrowhead. That looks like a dangerous game. Let me tell you something. The Commanders were not at any point dangerous this year. So I understand your point, and I do think it's valid. The schedule will be lighter next year for the Chiefs because that's how the NFL does it. It's how they bake parity into their league. But I also think playing the schedule game 12 months in advance is a little bit foolish because you don't know what you don't know about the NFL.
100%. But I'm just saying is based on the information that we have right now, I will take my chances knowing that the Chiefs are going to play one of these without, we don't know what divisions they're going to get, but they are going to play three of these seven teams next year: Miami, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Washington, Detroit, Atlanta, San Francisco. They're going to play three of those seven teams. They finished in third place based on how the rotation is. They're going to play three of those teams coming up this upcoming season. So I don't know what divisions they're going to play and they're not going to play. But if they got Miami, I don't care where they are. I'm picking the Chiefs to win that game. I don't know anything about Miami heading into next season. I know they ain't good. I'll take my chances.
I mean, I agree with you, but Miami does have the exact same record as the Chiefs right now.
I'll take my chances against Miami.
I understand your point, but the Dolphins are the exact same record. So it's hard to definitively say.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll play our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Sometimes it feels good to be on the right side of an argument. So I was listening to the What's Right with Nick Wright podcast, and Nick had almost the exact same take that I had yesterday in the open when it comes to the AFC and the AFC playoff picture.
The Bills have to make the Super Bowl this year. If they walk into the playoffs and the Ravens aren't there and Joe Burrow's not there, and Patrick Mahomes isn't there, it would be a catastrophe for Buffalo to not make the Super Bowl. Standing between them, Bo Nix's Denver Broncos, first playoff appearance, Drake May, the Prince and the Jags, a moribund offense in Houston, 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, and then the Chargers and Justin Herbert. It could not be better set up for them. The hater in me also feels like having the yeah, but you won the Super Bowl the year Mahomes wasn't in the playoffs. I mean, it's like a mini Super Bowl. I'm just letting everyone know. I might turn into the next few months a world-class hater.
Now, I understand the point that Nick is trying to make. I can't let that fly. I really can't let that fly. No. It's not like Kansas City missed the playoffs because Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL in the second game of the season and they had Gardner Minshew start this year and that's why they missed the postseason. This isn't a Brady Matt Castle year where the Patriots were coming off an undefeated season and then Brady basically didn't play the next year. I ain't letting that fly. There is no asterisk by Buffalo's accomplishments. If Buffalo goes to and potentially wins the Super Bowl, you had all the chances in the world to go to the postseason. You didn't go to the postseason. You got to move out of the way and you got to let somebody else get their shine. So I'm not going to let anybody. I'm not letting the text line. I'm not letting Nick Wright. I'm not letting anybody try to put an asterisk or a yeah, but if Buffalo ends up breaking through. Kansas City had all the opportunities to break through. They didn't. Buffalo got it this year. You got to tip your cap and you got to give credit where credit is due. But he and I 100% agree on the other point. There's only one team in the AFC that has to go to the Super Bowl. New England doesn't have to go. Houston doesn't have to go. Denver doesn't have to. Jacksonville, whatever other team you can name. It is not Super Bowl or bust for them. It absolutely is for Buffalo. Buffalo could be walking into a postseason with no Kansas City, no Baltimore, no Cincinnati, and you're not. And you're going to let Drake May cut the line? You're going to let Bo Nix cut the line? No, absolutely not. Buffalo 1,000% has to represent the AFC or their season. I don't care what they do. I will deem it to be a failure. You missed. Because if you told every single Buffalo fan that you could see into the future, that you were that so Raven, that you could see that there would be a postseason that wouldn't have Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, and Joe Burrow, and you still didn't go to the Super Bowl, you failed. You get an F for the season. I don't care how many regular season games you win. They're not going to win their division in Buffalo, and you didn't go to the Super Bowl, even though the deck was stacked in your favor. A monumental disappointment if Buffalo does not find a way to play their final game of the season in San Francisco this year. All right, every Wednesday on our show, we are joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Hit it, Rob.
He's QB1.
And at quarterback from Texas Tech, number 15, Patrick Mahomes.
He's a three-time Super Bowl champion.
Mahomes moving to his left laterally, chased. Holding it and gets out of bounds and up the sideline. He's not out of bounds yet. He's at the 10, inside the 10. He dives for the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. A remarkable acrobatic scramble on a 27-yard run. Maybe the best play yet.
Two-time MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP.
Patrick Mahomes with Mahomes magic. Starting left, peeling right. Three drives, three touchdowns for the Chiefs.
And you can hear him right here every week with CDOT, exclusively on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's Patrick Mahomes.
So every week, Patrick Mahomes' appearances on the show are brought to you by our good friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with the great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Earlier today, I got the opportunity to be joined by the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Our conversation started with he is an alum of Texas Tech University. They have made the college football playoff. What does he make of their draw?
Yeah, obviously we're in a good spot getting the bye. Those guys earned it. Now it's just preparing and getting ready to play a good football team whenever that game gets decided between Oregon and JMU. I wish we'd have been able to play in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas, but it'll still be great to play. I think it's the Orange Bowl in Miami, so it'll still be a great environment.
There's been a lot of debate about Miami and Notre Dame. You're a big college football fan. I want to get your opinion. What did you make of the decision for the committee to take Miami over Notre Dame?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, it kind of goes to that head-to-head record. You know, that's kind of like been the standard for a long time. And even though I actually think Notre Dame might have been playing better football going in, but when it comes down to head-to-head, you have to take the team that won.
A couple more things I want to get your opinion on. We finally know which games are coming to Kansas City for the World Cup, man. Really cool that Argentina is the first game. You get the defending champion. You get Lionel Messi in town. Really excited for the World Cup next June.
Yeah, no, it's going to be amazing. You know, it's going to put Kansas City on the world stage, and I know Kansas City will show up. It's going to be really cool just to be a part of that, and hopefully get to attend some of the games and get to see the greatest of the great playing at Arrowhead.
I'm guessing that people have been starstruck when they've seen you. Have you ever been starstruck when you've seen somebody else? Like, you've let Lionel Messi a couple of times, and I'm imagining, I guess, maybe the greatest soccer player of all time. Has there ever been an athlete or somebody that you've met that had you starstruck?
I would say not necessarily. I mean, I think when I was younger, like seeing like Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, just because I was a kid and I was a fan of those guys, was definitely an experience. But I think just growing up in the locker room and then in clubhouses, I got to see a lot of people. It was a blessing, and it kind of showed me that they're just regular guys, man. They're regular people that go about their business at a higher standard than a lot of others that play the sport.
I got to get your opinion on this before we get to the game on Sunday. Phillip Rivers is back. You guys have certainly had your battles against one another. What is it like to see him back in the league?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because, it was someone I watched growing up and obviously played a lot of football games against, and someone that just truly loves football. You know, at the end of the day, I think that's what it is that he loves coaching football, playing football, whatever it is, and so he got another opportunity to be back in the building, and he jumped all over it.
Right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. Let's go back to Sunday's matchup. Patrick, can you take us inside the decision to go for it on the 4th and 1 from the 31st yard line? Is that a conversation that you were having with the coaching staff? Just take us through that thought process.
No, not necessarily. I think it's just more kind of with the mentality that we had going into the game, knowing there was going to be pivotal moments and thinking we were going to go out there and make those plays in those pivotal moments. And obviously, we didn't make the play happen, but at the end of the day, we had talked about being a little aggressive in certain moments in the game, and we were aggressive at that moment, and it didn't work in our favor.
Do you feel like that was the right time to be aggressive?
I mean, obviously, it didn't happen, so you always look back and look back at it and say, man, I wish maybe something here or there. But at the same time, if it would have worked, we'd be talking about the different things. So that's kind of just part of football, and so I just live with my decisions regardless of if it's positive or negative.
You're obviously very accustomed to having success in your NFL career. You guys have been at the highest of highs. Right now, you guys are in the middle of a slump. What's it like to be in the middle of the slump for really the first time prolonged in your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's different for sure. I mean, I ever since I've been in the NFL, even before I started, we were winning football games. And so to be in this position where it's kind of not in our fate anymore, where we have to just try to win every game that we can and hope for the best, the other teams are losing. It's not a great feeling to be in, but at the end of the day, you got to accept the challenge, man. You got to accept the adversity that you're in and hope that you can come out better on the other side.
Travis talked about this on his podcast earlier today, that, you know, every season where you guys have kind of had those dips, he's been able to find the answer. It's obviously been a little bit different this time. How frustrating is it for you to obviously be able to identify what some of the problems are but not always have the solution?
Yeah, I mean, we're making different mistakes every game. It's not like it's just one thing. So when we get one thing corrected, it's like we make a different mistake somewhere else. And so for us, you've got to keep pushing, man. You got to keep trying to get better. And there's nothing you can really do other than just try to better yourself every week and put yourself in position to win the rest of the football games.
Right now, we're talking to Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sure by now you've watched the film. You also have those moments where you go back and you replay certain things that happen. Is there a throw? Is there a moment? Is there something that happened in the game that if you could go back, you'd like a do-over?
Yeah, I mean, I think just early in the game, there was a play where I had Hollywood over the middle, and I wish I would have just laid it over the top and gave him that reception there and just took the yards that were there. I think I try to step up and thinking I could step up in the pocket and maybe hit Hollywood further down the field, or even Tyquan breaking open when the safety was driving Hollywood. And just knowing the situation in the game, not taking the sack, I think that's the only one that I really kind of go back and look and wish I would have just taken what was there instead of being a little too aggressive in that moment.
You guys have obviously had some down locker rooms in your career. Where would you kind of put this in just some of the frustration, disappointment that the team felt after this loss on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know we're in a bad spot. I mean, we always have had the opportunity to kind of dig ourselves out of holes, and I always had it on ourselves to be able to go out there and do it. And obviously, right now we're in a bad spot because we're not controlling our own destiny. But at the same time, man, we're gonna still have that mentality that we've always had to go out there and play our best football, and try to just win. You know, you try to win all the games and then let's see how the rest handles itself. But at the end of the day, all you can do is come in with the right effort, the right mindset every day.
I was just going to ask you that, just like right now, your mentality and keeping the confidence in the team, because you mentioned it, you don't control your own fate right now, but it is not unrealistic to think that you guys can make the postseason when you look at some of the formulas and the scenarios. You guys are still very much in this. How do you keep guys' confidence high where step one is you guys got to take care of your own business?
Yeah, I mean, you just said it. I mean, we understand that we got to take care of our business first. We got a lot of stuff to clean up, and we understand it, and we got to go out there and do it now. And so all we can do is play the Chargers this week. And that's a really good football team that's playing really good football right now. And so if we can find a way to just get ourselves going in the right direction and find a way to win this game, then we'll move on to the next week. But right now, that's all we can do is play the Chargers and be the best that we can be.
Travis looked very down on the sideline, looked despondent on the sideline. Is that a conversation that you go over there and you have with him, maybe privately, maybe later? Is that something you just let him work through? How is a leader, and obviously that's your friend, you guys have a close personal relationship, how do you handle it when your teammate, your brother, is down?
Yeah, man. I mean, we've been through a lot of highs and a lot of lows, more highs, thankfully, but I know how he's going to respond, man. I just know the championship mindset that he has and the mentality that he has. That's why he's in the position that he's in, where he's going to get a gold jacket one day. So we talk and all the time, win or lose, and we always have conversations about how we can make ourselves better and make the team better. But at the end of the day, man, I know how he's going to respond just because that's how he's done it his entire career.
Obviously, nobody at this stage of the season is 100%. You kind of favored your knee a bit at times on Sunday. How do you feel physically heading into this matchup?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've played a football season. You know, everybody's kind of banged up and has hit things here and there, but I'll be ready to go, and I'm excited to get back out there on the football field and try to do whatever I can to get back in a better mindset of winning football.
Right now, you're dealing with the knee injury, and you look at Justin Herbert. He's got that non-throwing hand wrapped. You can see that he's obviously dealing with that injury. You just mentioned it. Everybody's banged up at this point of the season. How difficult is it to play your best while you're in the middle of being injured?
I mean, I think that's just what makes football so special is that it's a long season. It's a lot of games, a lot of hits, and you have to be tough and go out there and perform when you don't feel the best. And I have a lot of admiration for how Justin always battles through injury and goes out there and plays his best football, and that's what it's all about, especially at the quarterback position, is if the guys are going to sacrifice their bodies to block for you and do that different type of stuff, you have to be able to sacrifice your body to give it all on the football field as well. And so it's two teams that are fighting to try to go out there and win a football game, and I'm sure it'll be a great battle.
One of the things about football is it teaches you things. What are you learning about yourself in the middle of all of this?
Yeah, man. I mean, when stuff's good, you can always be happy and be excited and be ready to come to work. But it's when stuff isn't going your way. How do you respond? How you come into the building with what mindset are you in? And that's something that I have to continue to do every single day. And so we're not in the place we want to be yet, but I'm going to push myself and try to push my teammates to be the best that we can be and so we can play better football coming up on this Sunday.
I'll get you out of here with this. Let's just talk about the focus heading into this matchup. We mentioned it earlier. You guys are still very much in this, but it starts with you taking care of your own business. You got a good team coming into Kansas City, a team that obviously you know very well. What's your mindset? What's the team mindset? Where's your focus heading into this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're just going to go out there and try to play our style of football. You know, I feel like these last few weeks we haven't done that, and we have to get back to playing Kansas City Chiefs style football, and that's limiting mistakes, playing fast, and playing with energy. And I think that's something that we got to do this week.
That is a quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today in preparation for their game on Sunday against the Chargers at noon at Arrowhead. Patrick, man, we'll catch up with you next week, man. Take care.
Yeah, thank you.
That was our conversation with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. His appearance every week on the show is brought to you by our friends over at Telly Tire and Auto Centers. Winning starts with a great drive. Since 1942, Telly certified techs have delivered complete car care with top brand tires and expert auto service. Keep your drive going. Take it to Telly. Visit TellyTire.com today. Mathematically, the Chiefs, they are still in this thing. Now, the Chiefs don't control their own destiny anymore, and the Chiefs need help, but, I mean, we've gone through the playoff scenario. I would say the second half of the playoff scenario is not really that far-fetched. The Colts going 2-2 down the stretch is not super far-fetched. Not at all far-fetched. I would say the Chargers going 2-2, especially if, I mean, one of the losses is Kansas City, I can see the Chargers finishing the year 2-2. Not that hard to figure out. I would say the biggest thing is the Chiefs just have to start playing good football themselves. They have to go 2-0 against the Chargers and the Broncos, and the Chiefs just have to eliminate those mistakes. Now, it's up to you on whether or not you think the Chiefs are going to eliminate those mistakes. You guys know where I sit. I've been at this place for a while when it's come to Kansas City. But, I mean, they got two home games against teams in their division, teams that they know and teams that they very easily could have beaten earlier in the season. If this team can figure out a way to win those two games, it is not outside the realm of possibility that the Chiefs could sneak in the back door when it comes to the playoffs. If you think the Colts are out of this thing, like I believe the Colts are out of it and thought that before the Daniel Jones injuries, we're talking about, what, two teams really fighting for one spot when it comes to this? I still think there is a chance. Now, they're on the outside looking in. You got to do some work. But that work starts with, you got to start, matter what the Chargers do. Doesn't matter what Indianapolis does if you continue to lose games. So that conversation starts on Sunday with them against the Los Angeles Chargers. Coming up on the other side, Rob, we haven't spent a lot of time talking about the special teams. Let's talk about Harrison Bucker. We'll do that next. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right. Coming up in a little bit, we will play our final high school coach interview. We are going to end things in Lee Summit. Lee Summit High School has been around for 70 years. They have never won the state championship in football until this past season. They started the year 0-4 and then went undefeated the rest of the way and won the 6A state championship. We'll be joined by their head coach coming up in just a bit. Their running back ran for 457 yards in the state title game. We'll talk to their coach about that coming up in a bit. If you missed it, we have had every local coach on whose team won a high school championship here locally. So they were all on the Missouri side this year. We had Kearney's head coach, Platte County's head coach, and we're going to have Lee Summit's head coach join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll also have a Carrington hypothetical button game coming up at the top of the next hour. All right, Rob. Maybe this is fair. Maybe this is unfair. But I believe that Harrison Butker is the example of what's wrong right now with the Kansas City Chiefs. I always feel like we have to say this anytime we talk about Harrison Butker. I do not care about Harrison Butker's beliefs or what he does in his free time. I don't care. Can you make the kick or nah? That's all I really care about when it comes to Harrison Butker. You are allowed to do or believe whatever you want in your free time. Just stop missing kicks. So far this season, Harrison Butker has missed 8 kicks. If you combine regular field goals and extra points, the other 2 kickers who have missed 8 kicks, both have already been released. Now the Chiefs, they can't do anything about Harrison Butker. And this is why I think he is everything that's wrong with the Chiefs. Harrison Butker signed a 4-year, $25.6 million contract that guaranteed him $17.7 million. We all celebrated that contract. I believe that Harrison Butker was worth that contract. And almost immediately after signing that deal, and now that the money has kicked in, he has now turned out to be a average to below average kicker in the National Football League. Well, what about those kicks in the Super Bowl? You're right. He made those kicks. But we're talking about now. And one of the reasons that the Chiefs will miss the postseason is because their kicker isn't good enough. And that's unfortunate in the era of the kicker and when you were paying your kicker more money than everybody else. Did you guys watch Monday Night Football? You want to know why the Chargers won that game? It was because their kicker was really good. So it's unfortunate that the Chiefs are spending more money than any team in the league. They're spending more money than any team in their division, and they don't have the second best kicker in their division. They have the third best kicker in their own division, and in some ways, they are stuck by this. Harrison Butker's base salary next year is $5.8 million. To put this into perspective, they spend more money on their kicker than they do their running back room this year. They spend a lot of money for kicking. So if you're going to spend that kind of money, hey, the kicking better be top notch. If you're going to go out and spend $200 on a tab at a restaurant, man, that plate better be amazing. And if it's not, you're thinking, man, I feel like I got ripped off. Wait, I paid for this, man. I'd have been happier just going to Chipotle. I'd have been happier just going down to Logan's for a steak. Why did I spend all of this? So the Chiefs spend $5.8 million. Rob, their cap hit for their kicker next year is going to be $7.3 million with a dead cap of $10 million. They can't cut Harrison Butker. So we're talking about, hey, this team needs to move on and get some fresh blood. Man, one of those fresh bloods might be they need a new kicker. But they are paying Harrison Butker for the kicks that he made against the Eagles, paying him for the kicks that he made against San Francisco, and those were super important. But now as we're talking about spinning it forward and we're talking about moving on and getting fresh and getting younger and cheaper and hungry and all those things, There's one part of your team you can't do anything about that has been disappointing. Their special teams is bad this year. It's not average. Their special teams is bad. They have one of the worst kickers by the statistics in the National Football League, and they get nothing from their return game. Whether it's Xavier Worthy fair catches everything and doesn't seem like he wants to get hit and is trying to preserve himself, whether it's Nico Remigio, who is giving you zero explosive plays in 2025 in the special teams game, whether it's Jack Cochran, when you finally get one, he holds somebody, and now that play gets taken off the board. Man, their special teams is a negative, and one of their biggest problems is special teams they just can't do anything about. So if we're looking at symptoms, hey, what's wrong with the Chiefs? Harrison Butker might be number one. We talk about Harrison Butker based off what he's done in the past, and he has had a tremendous career. Chiefs Hall of Famer, Chiefs Ring of Honor, clutch, made big plays. We're talking about today and now. He's missed more kicks than any active kicker in the National Football League. We spent the first 6 weeks of the season talking about Harrison Butker. And Rob, what was the stance on the text line? Well, I mean, he'll figure it out when the game gets important. It doesn't get much more important than the game that they had on Sunday. They needed Harrison Butker. What did he do? He missed again. They win that game if Harrison Butker makes that kick. And you're stuck. You can't do anything with this. It cost the Chiefs money to move on from Harrison Butker. It cost the money. He has a dead cap this year of $15.2 million. There was never a chance that they could cut him, never a chance they could bring somebody in, never a chance to work somebody out, and they basically put themselves in that exact same spot for next year. They can't do anything with Harrison Butker until 2027.
So I will say this, and the text line will agree with it in principle, but I feel like the text line and fans never agree with it in practice. But Harrison Butker is an encapsulation of the Chiefs' problem, because everyone always says you got to pay for future results, not past performances. Well, a lot of the Chiefs' problem this year is what they're paying for is past performances. Harrison Butker is making a lot of money as a kicker. You know what he's been doing? Not a lot as a kicker. You know what they've been doing with Chris Jones? He's not the player that they're paying for. There are other guys on this. I don't think Creed Humphrey is the player they're paying for. They are paying for past performances, and you have to do a better job of paying for future results. This is what made the Patriots the Patriots. They were cold-blooded. They were calculated. And you know what they were? Heartless. They walked on Hall of Famers. No thanks, on to the next. Ty Law became a Chief because the Patriots moved on. Mike Vrabel became a Chief because the Patriots moved on. Richard Seymour toiled away in Oakland because the Patriots moved on. Adam Vinatieri, who still had good kicks left in his leg, became an Indianapolis Colt because the Patriots moved on. The Chiefs, they haven't been moving on from guys. They did it with Tyreek Hill, and we applauded them, and we should have. This is how you keep a dynasty rolling. Since then, it's been like, hey, you're one of our guys. We love you. We're going to keep our arms wrapped around you.
On the text line, CDOT, Xavier Worthy is hurt. I'm pretty sure he's being told just to catch the ball and avoid a direct hit. That also was his first game as a punt returner full time. So you have a below average kicker, and you are putting a guy back there on punt returns that can't get hits? What are we doing here then? Why do they have all these different receivers then? Their special teams is bad. Their special teams is real bad. And part of the reason that they are going to miss the playoffs, it has not been a positive at any point for them this season. Their kicker has missed more kicks than anybody in the league. They haven't had a return touchdown or a block punt in 4 years. In a game in which we knew it was going to be a defensive battle, that we knew it was going to be close, man, being able to win the special teams battle goes a long way. The Chiefs got beat on two of the three phases in the game. That's why they lost. They got beat on offense. They got beat on special teams. And those one or two plays that Andy kept beating over our head with, hey, it's one or two plays. Man, those one or two plays are a missed kick. Those one or two plays are potentially having some explosiveness in the punt return game to put the offense in an ideal position to score. Hey, you put somebody back there. You make one guy miss. On kickoff, you make a guy miss. You get the ball at the 50-yard line. I mean, have the Chiefs taken advantage of the new kickoff rules? The new kickoff rules are designed to get you into field goal range. They're designed to give you a pop, a big play. They don't have it. So for an offense right now, at least in the game on Sunday, that felt like at times it was fighting with one hand behind their back. Man, one way to get a little bit of explosiveness is to get something in the special teams game. They don't have it. They don't have it. They just don't have it. Harrison Butker, to me, is one of the biggest examples of their problem. The Chiefs are paying a lot of guys for helping them win the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, which I get it. You wanted to reward these guys. But now, when the season has gone a little bit left, man, those same contracts and those same players, those are the ones that are drowning you. The Chiefs lost that game because of their stars. They lost that game because Mahomes played one of the worst games of his career. They lost it because their Hall of Fame tight end was playing hot potato. They lost it because their Hall of Fame kicker and most accurate kicker in league history missed another field goal. They lost this game because the foundation was not good enough on Sunday. Coming up on the other side, we're going to head to Lee Summit to be joined by their head coach. They started the year 0-4 and won the state championship for the first time in school history. We'll catch up with them next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Drive
first to breaking news in Kansas City.
We'll play our conversation with the head coach of Lee Summit High School here coming up in a bit, but we got some breaking news. Michigan has fired their head coach, Sherron Moore. This has been reported by basically everybody that covers college football. This statement is from the university. Sherron Moore has been terminated with cause, effective immediately following a university investigation. Credible evidence was found that Coach Moore was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. This conduct constitutes a clear violation of university policy, and the University of Michigan maintains zero tolerance for such behavior. So, in what has already been a very wild coaching cycle, I mean, one of the top five jobs in college football has now just opened up out of nowhere. Sherron Moore, the head coach of Michigan, he is now available. I have no clue where Michigan is going to go. There probably was some coaches that would have taken the Michigan job. Man, a lot of those guys just re-signed their deal. Now, maybe they just promote their offensive coordinator. I mean, that could be what they end up doing. But who do you think is at the top list for them? I also think, man, Michigan's kind of one of those jobs. I think there's a guy that would leave the NFL and would be pretty interested in being the head coach at Michigan. You have a great fan base, great recruiting base. The NIL money is there. You're in the Big Ten. That's a marquee premium kind of job. This is massive, massive news. This is certainly not the end of the story. For you to fire him with cause, he is going to sue the university, and we'll find out more of the backstory of what happened and his relationship with this person. But that's a big time breaking news that Michigan is looking for a new head coach.
And I don't know, maybe I'm missing a firing in some time. Have you ever seen a school be this specific with the verbiage on the day the news leaks out? It's not just off-field transgressions. It's off-field transgressions with cause because of an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. The University of Michigan feels pretty good about the reasoning they have to fire Sherron Moore if they are coming out with all this information today. Like, also, do you think if Lane Kiffin could have it back, he would take the Michigan job over LSU?
No, I think he still takes the LSU job.
I think they're on the same tier to me. I
think the LSU job's better than Michigan. I think it is.
I think they are very close. I think Michigan's, when Michigan has that type of coach, they are one of the powers in college football.
Yeah, someone on the text line says, so it's against the rules to date a coworker. I mean, let's get more information about this, because this is, I mean, pretty specific. He was engaged in an inappropriate relationship with a staff member. What is the nature of this inappropriate relationship? Like, they are firing him with cause. So I don't know. I'm reading you. This is the statement from their athletic director and why they fired him. So we don't know any more information than what I read for you. But for you to fire a pretty good head coach on the basis of that, I don't think this was just two grown, consenting adult relationship and they found out about it. Something tells me there's a little bit more there, but obviously innocent until proven guilty. Let's find out what happens at the University of Michigan. So we're going to start a new trend here. We interviewed every coach who was the head coach of a team that won state in high school football this year. So that happened in Missouri in class 4A, 5A, and 6A. Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Todd Miller. He is the head coach at Lee Summit. Lee Summit has been a high school for 70 years, and this is the first time that they have won the state championship. We asked the coach to take us through their magical run this season in a year they started 0-4.
Yeah, that 0-4 start, it was just kind of a dark cloud was over us for those first 4 weeks. We had quite a few injuries. Things just weren't clicking. Our locker room. I mean, there was a lot of things. I don't think we coached very well. Our defense was hanging in there, but offensively, we just, as a staff, we could have done things a lot better. And we just had a couple of injuries that kind of backed us up in the corner. And so we just decided to as a staff, to make a change. And we changed our offense. We went down to the Bear Studs and started over. The first game we did it was against Liberty North, and we got beat 35-34, but we competed and we thought our kids played real hard. And then we got Lee Summit West the next game, and we kind of got going and got some confidence. Preston Hatfield that went for 457 yards in the state championship game, he broke his leg in the first game. So we lost him for 8 weeks, and then we got him back in the Staley game. And he wasn't 100%, and I don't think he was 100% probably until the Liberty game. in the playoffs. And once he got going there, we were pretty hard to stop. It's a pretty magical run. We were down in the fourth quarter in all of our playoff games except for our second half, all of them except for the North Kansas City game. So we constantly battling back. Some of the best games I've ever coached in, just as the excitement and going back and forth, and our kids just constantly found a way to win.
Right now, we're talking to Coach Todd Miller. He is the head coach at Lee Summit High School. They won the state championship for the first time in their school's history, 70 years. This is the first time that Lee Summit High School has won the state championship. I do want to talk about Preston Hatfield here coming up in a bit. You mentioned it, 457 yards and four touchdowns in the state title game. I want to get your take on how difficult was it to keep kids motivated and buying in the middle of a month of losing? I mean, it's hard to talk about pros staying bought in to the game plan. You got a bunch of 15 to 17-year-olds. How hard was it to get them to buy into what you guys were doing and also believe that they could turn things around?
Well, we lost a lot of guys. So, I mean, you look at our roster, we were down in the 50s. And you hit the nail on the head. People tend to walk away when things are going bad. That's just human nature. That's nothing against the kid or against the person. That's just the pretty typical thing. And the guys that stayed were the guys that were in. And we thought we could, you know, with that nucleus, we could do some things. But we just kept preaching. You keep loving on them. You keep doing the same thing, of prepared. We were prepared every single week. The things we were doing when we were 0-4, we were still doing when we were in a 9-game win streak. It's just the result was a little bit different. And once our kids started believing and trusting, and we started trusting our kids, we became a pretty dangerous team by the end of the season. But it was probably the most difficult and lowest I've been as a coach going through that 0-4 stretch, just to be honest. It's just hard. And losing's no fun. And our kids found a way to kind of persevere, and coaches too, give our staff the credit of just keep working through it and keep grinding it out.
Right now, we're talking to Coach Todd Miller. He is the head coach at Lee Summit High School. They won state for the first time in their school's 70-year history. Let's talk about Preston Hatfield. The number just jumps off the screen, especially breaking a record by Kyron Williams, who is having a very successful career in the National Football League. What is it to be on the sideline when you were watching one of your kids have just one of those all-time days that he is going to tell his great-grandkids about?
It's just exciting. I mean, and it's exactly what we kind of talk about. I mean, we established a word that we kind of kept repeating in our meetings, which is Fergoon, and it's Hebrew for having satisfaction or joy for someone else's success. And I think that's what we really tried to preach. And whether it was Peyton blocking for Preston, his twin brother, or it was Preston throwing a pass down the field and we catching it, or what the lineman blocking for him, it was just a team effort, and these guys really started gelling and playing into that with the team. What he was doing, I mean, he played his best game at the pinnacle of high school career, right? I mean, it was like everybody was in slow motion, and he was, I don't know, they call it the zone or whatever, but he was there. He was seeing things before they happened. He just had a real good grasp of where the concept was going schematically with how we were blocking things, and he was making guys miss in the hole, and then he was finishing runs and getting forward. I mean, he turned into a machine, and he was just rolling.
That is Todd Miller. He is the head coach at Lee Summit High School. Lee Summit, for the first time in their school history, they won the state championship in 6A. They started the year 0-4 and went undefeated the rest of the way and went to state. Congratulations to Lee Summit. Congratulations to Platte County and also Kearney High School. Those are the three area local schools that end up winning the state championship. Coming up on the other side, I have a question for Chiefs fans. Are you guys just over it? We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.